You all right? The Chris Moyle Show.
National Radio 1. I think that's brilliant of JK and Joel.
What?
They're going to go home and learn all the words to Robbie's whole new album so they can sing along tonight at the Robbie Williams gig.
I could do that. I've got the new album on my desk as well.
I love that. Talk about rubbing it in to the listeners, right? So, listeners, not only are you not going to see Robbie Williams tonight, well, I am, but you also don't have a copy of his new album. I have. So I'm going to learn the words, which you can't because you don't have a copy of the album, and sing them at the gig.
We're playing album tracks throughout the day on Radio 1 today, though.
Again, the listeners won't be able to sing along, though, because they won't know it. Let's say they legally downloaded it. Oh, boy, off Camden Market.
Hmm.
The Robbie Williams gig is tonight. Are you going, Dave?
Yes, I am.
Looking forward to it?
Yeah.
How do you explain that one to your lass?
With difficulty.
Does she know?
Yeah.
Right.
Didn't go down very well, to be honest with you. She said, can I come? I said, no. She said, really? I said, yeah, no.
She's like the biggest Robbie Williams fan in the world.
She goes, surely you can take me along. I said, no, it's very, very limited availability. And sadly, you're not going. At which point she hung up.
You're still not living together? I love that. Still got the separate flats going on, but, you know, thank God for the phone, yeah. Eh? Anyway, good morning. It's Random Wednesday, which means that everybody's talking rubbish off the air, so let alone on the air. Dominic's talking about ambidextrous.
I just couldn't remember what the difference between dexterous and ampidextrous was.
Ambi, not ampi.
Not ampi.
Oh, it's not, not ambi.
Ampidextrous, oh, yeah. Played with Zane Lowe last night on the air. Apparently Rachel's breast stinks.
She does. I've got to share a mic with Onion Gob.
It smells. I just had spring onions last night in pad thai. So,
in what?
I had thai.
You're saying pate in a funny way.
I had pad thai.
That's
nice.
How they say it in Birmingham.
It's so pad
thai on thai.
It's got a D in it.
I'm not from Birmingham.
It's got a D in it. Pad thai. Hence, pad thai.
Pad thai. Oh, no, I was saying pad thai.
Pad.
Duck liver pad thai.
Can I have pad thai, please? Anyway, I've got still taste the onions.
Where did you have your pad thai last night? Did you have it on oust? we're off and running, everybody. Kanye West and the brilliant Kasabian. Two songs coming up to start the show in just a few seconds after news and sport with Dom and Carrie. It's 7 o'clock.
A miserable night for Manchester United, though. They were held to a goalless draw by Lille in Group D. Paul's goals were sent off and stand-in skipper Ryan Giggs suffered a fractured cheekbone. Rio Ferdinand reckons Scholesy's sending off was harsh.
I thought Scholesy got sent off quite undeservedly. It seemed like a game he wasn't allowed to tackle. I mean, I don't know, the referee was very temperamental and whistle-happy, to be honest. Yeah, I don't like to get on the backs of referees because they've got a hard job as it is, but I thought tonight it was a little bit too easy to blow his whistle.
Tonight,
to interrupt, who was that talking then?
It was Rio Ferdinand.
Well, it's very nice
friend
of him to start.
Show.
Yeah, nice of him to start talking about the sending off and all that. He should be down the garage buying us a blooming camper van. He's got to get his priorities in the right order, that young man.
Yeah, well, he had a busy night last night, football.
Wasn't busy buying us a camper van, though, was it?
No. You can do that today, though. I'll have
Thanks.
A word.
Thank you.
Sheffield United, tonight, Chelsea take on Real Betis at Stamford Bridge. Liverpool are at Anderlecht, while Rangers host Artmedia Bratislava. Sheffield United are 5 points clear at the top of the championship after their 4-0 win at Millwall and Reading's 1-0 draw at Hull. Former Fulham and England star Johnny Haynes has died after a road accident in Edinburgh on Monday. He'll be remembered as the first player to be paid £100 a week. He was 71. And the Football Association of Ireland have decided not to renew the contract of manager Brian Kerr. It's because the Republic of Ireland failed to make it to the World Cup finals.
And the weather wet.
Sorry, Dominic. Sorry, you must have left a little... one of your new sports scripts in the other
room. No, I've got something for you later, don't worry.
You failed to say that Leeds United won again last night.
I know.
Against the mighty Southampton.
I know. It's all in hand.
And we had obviously great results from all the other teams, which means we stay solid fourth and future's bright, future's premiership.
Mm-hmm.
Wet.
No offence, Dave. What?
Wet.
First
thing,
I'm all right.
For many places. Maybe a few thundery showers later, but it should brighten up too, which is good. It's 5 minutes past seven.
What is that?
It's good and great, which is good.
Right.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Yeah, so good at this stuff.
Thanks.
Yeah, we won last night. I was delighted. Oh, so excited. Brilliant. Oh.
You listened online, did you?
No, I actually put the telly on and I watched the Gillette Soccer Monday, Tuesday, whatever it is.
With McCaffrey.
Yeah, who's, do you know, he's not a patch on your man at the
he's
weekend.
Not as good as Stelling, but he's still good, I think, Rob
he's
McCaffrey.
He's not as good as Stelling. Stelling's brilliant.
Yeah.
He makes it so exciting. And McCaffrey obviously watches and copies him because he tries to do, you know, the same thing. It's not the same. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's that skill of padding while someone's clearly talking in their ear, isn't
it? Is McCaffrey the scouse one who looks a bit scary?
No. He looks like he could be in the Addams Family.
It is that one. He doesn't move his head much.
He does the you're on thing.
Yeah, he's not you're on Skyscraper. Yeah, I think he's Scouser, isn't he?
He looks very odd, this guy. Really, really funny looking. You know, it's not right. His look just isn't right. I don't want to say too much for legal reasons, but I think you know what I'm saying. Not right.
Together, him and Chris Kamara make a good-looking duo.
No,
don't
you
they?
Leave Chris Kamara alone. Hello. He's brilliant. He is Lionel Richie. And, he's the UK's own Lionel Richie.
And Rachel's boyfriend.
I think they both do.
Why? What? Yeah.
Well, we've had this conversation.
Yeah. See, you say that Rachel's boyfriend looks a bit like... See, well, that came from Carrie, though, didn't it?
Really? Yeah.
I mean, apart from the fact that they're two different colours, you know, and they look different, and Chris Kamara's about 20-odd years older than Rachel. Yeah, I see where you're going with that one. Today,
Wednesday, National Radio One.
That's so beautiful. When we were doing the latest jingle session, I was saying, "Can you try and do days of the week?" And they said, "I don't know if it'll work or not." And I went, "No, I'm hoping it won't work."
Did you get the full set?
Yeah.
Wednesday.
That's brilliant. I just feel as I'm on Radio Grange Hill. So yeah, so Leeds did very well last night. I'm very excited. It's all good. We play again on Friday.
Is it Wednesday?
What?
Is it Wednesday on Friday? Or is it Sheffield?
Is it Wednesday on Friday? I see what you're saying.
No, it's Sheffield.
It's Sheffield United.
Sheffield United.
Is it? I was thinking when you is it Wednesday on Friday? No, it's Wednesday today, Dave.
Sorry, you know what I meant.
Anyway, so there you go. Brilliant, lovely. Jobs are good. It's really, if you're just waking up, by the way, it's really dark outside. It's really dark.
It's got cold as well, hasn't it?
And miserable. It has. Do you know what the word is? It's dank.
Mm.
It is dank.
And apparently there's more rain on the way.
Brilliant.
In Scotland, they call it dreek.
Really?
Yep.
I'm starting to get the feeling that summer's definitely over. I mean, I think that's it now for the summer.
Yeah, although last weekend, though, was really hot.
And Monday was really hot. I was walking around in just, like, a long-sleeve T-shirt, and it's fine.
What, like a jumper?
No.
What's a long-sleeve T-shirt? It's not a jumper.
It's not a shirt with sleeves to your wrists. It's kind of halfway house, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Is it?
Does it come between your elbow and your wrist?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got a couple of South Park long sleeves.
I was wearing one of those on Monday.
I haven't got one of those.
You not?
No. You can have one of my South Park ones. I don't wear them anymore.
Thanks very much.
Yeah. That's all right. This is a great show this morning already, isn't it? I'm thoroughly enjoying myself. Right, Robbie Williams is on to the night, and we have the last pair of tickets to go and see Robbie Williams. Keep listening.
Robbie Williams, he's cute with lovely hair. He's doing a gig for Radio 1, and yes, you could be there. To win the tickets, keep tuned in to Radio 1
this morning.
But if you win, please promise that you won't sell them on eBay. The Chris Moyle Show.
By Kanye West, first up, nice and loud.
National Radio.
Kasabian at Radio 1 and Club Foot, and we say we'll play that for you if you're a big fan of Kasabian on Radio 1. Good morning, and all that. I'm a bit tired today, but I feel all right. I feel good.
I slept better last night than I have done in three nights, and I feel worse today.
I slept all right last night, but I just so tired when the alarm went off this morning.
I think it's the weather.
It's just horrible. But it's like I've been away for, like, 6 months. It's so dark. Even now, it's still dark outside.
Even when you get in.
I know. And it's going to be like, the bad side of this is, we've got this for 6 months.
When do the clocks change, Rachel?
Very soon, actually.
Back or forward?
We gain an hour. In fact, it's next weekend. Not this weekend, next weekend.
Yeah, but we gain an hour, but then that means that, I'm leaving the... I leave work early, obviously, every morning, but let's say, for example, just to make it easy for the listeners, 6, right? So I leave at 6, it's dark. So then when we put... It's actually 5.
Yeah. So they go backwards, don't they?
No, we gain an hour.
Listen.
But it's, but what kind of hour? Yeah. A dark, damp, miserable, cold, freezing, horrible hour. I don't want that hour.
Because in winter, right, when it's 6:30 at night, and then they change the clocks, it's actually 5:30, so it goes backwards. Mm.
But I think that's good, because that means we have an extra hour in bed.
But rather than mess around with all this stupid putting the clocks forward and the clocks back, just keep the pub open an extra hour. That's all you need. You know, give me an extra hour at midnight. You know, give me an extra hour at 10:45.
And why do they call last orders at 10:30 on a Sunday?
Something to do with Jesus, I think.
Was it?
I don't know. Old friend. It's jolly enough, isn't it?
I quite like that.
Out on October 31st, it's called Number One, and we are Number One. Good morning, it's Radio One. It's 7:20. So, we asked you to come up with names of features, and then we would work out what the feature would be from the name you gave us. And somebody gave us Ring Sting, which we immediately went, well, I don't know anything like that. And then someone said, well, what about Sting Ring? And we came up with a great idea of ringing one of our listeners in the morning and waking them up or getting them on their way by playing a Sting record down the phone. Really is that simple, you know?
It's random.
Yeah. We had thousands of people text in. They didn't know why. And every morning now, we ring somebody, play Sting down the phone, and just listen to what their reaction will be. Some mornings it's great. Well, yesterday was good. Monday was all right.
Funny done too, to be fair.
Today is a girl. She's in Yorkshire. Let's call her now.
Hello? I don't have a clue.
I thought she might have lasted a little bit longer.
I thought we'd get another one out of her.
Yeah. Somebody said to me yesterday, why don't you speak to them? And I'm like, what's the point of that?
It's not funny, that, is it?
No. Just play Sting down the phone. Mm. Leave it.
Sting Ring, you see?
And then other people said, I'll have one. You can do it, but no, because there's no point, because you know about it.
Yeah.
You know? We extensively research these features to make sure that the comedy is at its very, very best.
It's clever, cutting edge and all that.
Anyway, there you go, lovely. That was Emma Fryer. Morning, Emma.
From Bradford.
Yeah, Bradford at Bradford Grammar doing her A-levels. So good morning to you, Emma.
Mm. You've just been sting-ringed.
No, I don't know. Don't do that. That's a bit Steve Pinky.
Doesn't sound right, does it? Sting wrong anyway, wouldn't it?
Not ringed. It's Robbie Williams' gig tonight. I'm going, Dave's going, Rachel is going. We're going to have a little chat with him before the gig, I believe. And then he's going to do his little set tonight. There's about, how many people there? 50 people.
Yeah, very intimate.
Is he?
No, the gig.
Is he going to get very intimate with everyone?
As far as gigs go, it's as intimate and exclusive as it gets.
I'd get intimate with Claire. She plays the keyboards in the band.
She does.
I like her. She's nice. She's also the only girl in the band, so we haven't really got much choice.
No. She's our number one.
Maybe that's why Robbie's slightly confused. You know, there's one girl in the band, the rest are all blokes, you know. We've all worked together for a long time.
What are you saying exactly?
He's working his way through the group, maybe. I don't know. My favourite guy in the Robbie Williams band is the guy who plays the guitar who looks like he shouldn't be in the band because he just looks that bit much too old to be there. Do you know the one I mean?
Yeah.
When you look at the stage, he's on the left-hand side.
He's the one.
In front of the amp with Morecambe and Wise on.
He could be somebody out of, and please don't take offence at this if you're listening, he could be out of a Beatles tribute act.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? He could be one of the bootleg Beatles.
He looks like somebody who could be on Trisha or, you know, Jeremy Kyle.
Mm.
Because if you're a proper Robbie fan now, you'll know me, right? You know when you've been to see him on stage or whatever? Because they used to have a guitarist on the right, as you look at the stage, the right, and he used to be a little bit too enthusiastic.
He was a bit of a rock god, wasn't he?
Well, yeah, he thought he was the lead of the band. Does this mean anything to you?
No.
There'll be people listening to me and go, I know exactly what you're talking
this
about.
This guy we're talking about.
He's gone now.
He would do all the kind of Guitar Hero moves. He'd put his leg up on the amplifier and he'd be sticking his tongue out and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and you want to go, whoa, hey, it's not your band, son. Get to the back. You never see the drummer kind of just shift forward during the set. Do you know what I mean? Excuse me, Rob. Can I go to the front and do my drum solo? No, you're at the back. You're the drummer. You know? But he would not. He'd give it loads. He'd be there, you know, going, yeah, I'm a rock god with Robbie Williams. Yeah. Here's my bit. Here's my guitar bit now. Anyway, he's gone now. But they kept the geeky fella. So hopefully he'll be there tonight. And Claire on keyboards, and the drummer, who's called Chris, who's one of the best drummers in the business. He's brilliant, that drummer. He does that thing. You can know, for me, I'm not a musician, but I know the sign of a good drummer is when they throw the drumstick up in the air, they can catch it. That, for me, is the sign of a hot drummer.
Yeah. It's when you do that and then you get it in your eye. That doesn't look cool.
And it was only slightly ruined when we went to see them somewhere and we were stood at the side of the stage or at the back and I thought, this drummer's great, watch this. And he throws a stick in the air and he didn't catch it. And he bangs the cymbal like that and he goes, oh, he's a good drummer. And then at one point he went for it and it looked like he was going to miss it. So he just kind of moved, quite a quick, swift right arm movement to the back where he's got a big bag full of drumsticks just in case he misses them. Now that's the sound of a brilliant drummer with forward planning. That's what I say. /7:26. Horrible, cold, wet, freezing, dark outside. Give yourselves a couple more minutes in bed. With the darkness. Dominic, you're a father.
Yes.
Married man, daddy.
Yep.
You have a young child.
Yep.
Growing up.
Yep.
This modern, strange world of ours.
Yep.
If he ended up looking like Justin Hawking.
Yeah.
Would you disown him?
Disown is a strong word. I distance myself.
Would you give him up for adoption, even though he may be like a 22-year-old man?
I don't know. I'd tell him to make his way in the world and then get his haircut.
Okay, great. Well, as you know, then, making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries
sure will help a lot.
Yeah. Anyway. Sugar Babes, it's the UK's number one. We'll play for you in a second. It's just gone 7:30.
Pires drives it through there, looking for Henri. One touch, two touch. Oh, yes!
Well, that was the moment Thierry Henry broke Ian Wright's all-time goal-scoring record for Arsenal in his first match back since his groin injury. The Frenchman came off the bench to score both goals in the Gunners' 2-0 win at Sparta Prague. The first was a stunner. If you've not seen it yet, do so. That's now 186 for Henri.
I wasn't going to travel right from the start. I did travel, and I wasn't going to play, really. And I played, and we won. Then at the end, I beat the record of Wrighty, so just a cherry on the cake, to be honest.
Well, Arsenal are now top of Group B.
Well, I was looking at the play, but I got on the bus, and we got there, and I got off the bus, and then I walked in, and I sat on the bench, and then I got off the bench, and I put on my kit, and I played the got the goal, and I got off, and I had a shower, and I had a chat with Ian Wright, and I got on the bus, and I went home, and I went home, and I saw my lady, and we put on the television, and we watched the Frank Bruno documentary, and I had a cup of tea. She had the peppermint tea. And then, thank you, Thierry. That's great. No. And then we went to bed. She read a bit of a book. I watched a bit of Babe Station. It was great.
Thank you very much. Arsenal are now
and
top.
And then Mighty went home.
Arsenal are top of Group B with a 100% record. Manchester United also top Group D, despite being held to a goalless draw at home to Lille. It was a frustrating night. Scholes was sent off. Giggs has a fractured cheekbone. Fergie wasn't impressed with it.
European football, you get some referees are very, very strict. And then we've got one of them tonight, you know. Well, let's be honest, they never have tried to beat us. We're never at a point in the game where you say to yourself, there's a team way any other than 10 getting a draw.
Tonight. Bless you.
Sorry.
Tonight, Chelsea host Real Betis, Liverpool are in Anderlecht, Rangers are at home to Artmedia Bratislava. Sheffield United beat Millwall 4-0 to go 5 points clear at the top of the Championship. Second place, Reading drew 1-1 with Hull. There were also wins for the chasing Leeds and Luton.
Leeds!
Johnny Haynes, the first footballer to be paid £100 a week, has died. The former Fulham and England player was involved in a road accident on Monday. He was 71. Brian Kerr hasn't had his contract renewed as manager of the Republic of Ireland. It's because they didn't get to Germany next summer. And Leicester and England prop Julian White's been banned for 8 weeks after retaliating to a clash with Newcastle's Andy Perry. Perry himself received a four-match ban.
And the weather wet first thing for many places this morning, and maybe a few thundery showers too. It's North Somerset Wednesday. There are long-term roadworks both ways on the M5, that's at Junction 19, Portishead, and Junction 20 at Clevedon. Try to turn off at the junction before, or use a different road altogether, or perhaps think about the train. Really is up to you. Just gone 7:35.
Good morning. If you're listening to the show today, getting ready for a big gig tonight.
Good morning, Robbie Williams. The Chris Moyle Show.
Morning, Robbie Williams. Hello.
National Radio 1. Robbie Williams.
Good show.
Specially commissioned.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
I've only got the two though.
What, the David O'Leary and the Robbie Williams?
Yeah,
who would have thought, actually, of all of the people in the world that we would have jingles sung about, it'd be those two.
Hang on a second.
David O'Leary, Robbie Williams, David.
Now, I know what you're doing.
Rob O'Leary.
Or I thought you were going to try and do David Walliams.
Hang on.
Robbie.
Right,
David O'Williams.
David O'Williams.
David O'Williams. There's got to be a David O'Williams somewhere.
It's a bit fiddly to do live, to be honest. Sorry about that. Hey! Easy, Dominic.
Robbie will like that, though, if he's feeling a bit nervous about the gig. And
do you
he
think?
Listens to that, yeah.
Do you think?
Good morning, Robbie Williams.
Yeah.
How come cheap, those singers? In fact, the backing singers on that. Did I tell the story on the air?
No.
Or not? Right. Do you remember when Robbie came into the show?
Yeah.
And we had one of the jingles, which Richard sings all our jingles. And there was one of those which was, "Good morning, Robbie, I'm Richard, and I can be your singer."
Yeah.
And he kind of auditioned, and he sang Angels. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And there was another jingle, and he said, "If you're looking for singers for the tour, give me a ring," and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and Robbie was suitably unimpressed. The backing singers on our jingles are Lincoln and Andrea, who are absolutely brilliant, as they all are. So, in the session that we did, where we did all these...
Good morning, Robbie Williams!
...the other week, Richard turns up first as singer, and he's going through the scripts and everything, he's all excited, as usual. And then Lincoln turns up. "How are you doing, Lincoln? How's everything?" "Yeah." He goes, "Hey, it's got us to do a Robbie Williams gig in Berlin," which is quite cool. This is Lincoln saying this.
Mm.
And, yeah, we were flying out to Berlin, do the Robbie Williams gig, come back. Quite exciting. And Richard, who obviously wanted the Robbie Williams gig, goes, "Oh, great, well, that's brilliant. Well, really pleased for you, mate." Yeah. Then Andrew walks in. "How you doing?" "Yeah, everything great. How's work?" Andrew goes, "Yeah, this is a bit of an odd one. I've just been asked to go to Berlin to sing with Robbie Williams." Lincoln goes, "Me too, so have I." "Have you really? Yeah, that's weird. Richard..." "No, I haven't. I haven't.
Oh.
They haven't asked me."
Makes us feel sorry for Richard now. Yeah.
So there's three people singing.
Robbie Williams.
I think there.
Yeah.
And two of them sang with Robbie the other week in Berlin. It's a fascinating story, isn't it?
That's bonkers, isn't it?
What's wrong with Richard?
Do you know, I don't know, and I'll see Robbie tonight. I'll have words with him.
Yeah.
I might drop off his showreel.
Yeah.
You can't leave one out, can
you?
Well, do you know what I mean?
You know, you're two out of three and then leave the other one out. I think that's harsh.
To be fair, it was to make up a black gospel choir. And Richard, being a white pasty Brummy, I just think he'd stick out a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That may have been the reason.
Maybe. Mm.
If they ever have a white pasty Brummy gospel choir...
He's
Rich
right there.
Rich is your man, yeah. What was that, Dominic? You want to hear the goals from last night?
Yes.
It's not a problem.
Oh, not really.
Here they are.
Okay. Oh,
God's sake, stupid machine.
It was 0-0.
No, it wasn't.
Kelly swings it in. Douglas continues his run. Holmes goes forward. Oh, what a goal!
ball. Rob Holtz from the penalty spot area glides home the bending ball in from Gary Kelly. The keeper got his left hand to it, but there's no stopping Rob Holtz in this form. Blake goes for the curler. Oh, what a goal! Robbie Blake off the mark at Ella Road. Edge of the area, out of nothing, layoff from Holtz, and Robbie Blake, supreme, top right-hand corner, and Southampton could well be dead and buried inside the opening 20 minutes. Leeds 2-0 up.
Robbie Blake, but he can't keep control of it. Leeds still leading 2-0, having to defend as the ball goes over the top, looking for Walcott to drop inside the air. Chance for him, great save from Sullivan. Bounces ball behind Sullivan, ball. It's gone in the net. Ball. And unfortunately for Leeds, they've been pegged back. Referee blows, and Leeds United have a fourth home win in the Championship of the season. Southampton, after 8 draws, succumb to the might of Leeds United.
White Stripes on my doorbell at Radio 1 at 7:47.
Good morning, Robbie Williams.
Robbie, good morning. Robbie will be getting ready for tonight's show. He'll be listening to us now in his RW pyjamas, lying in his king-size bed, you know, just running through what songs he's going to do. Should I do Lazy Days? No. Shall I do Oh Before I Die? Yes. I don't know if he's doing those.
Why would he be up at 7:45 in the morning?
Practicing.
Will he?
Yep. Pardon?
Will he? Will he?
I don't know.
Can I just stop you for a minute? Because unfortunately there's something that's very off-putting at the moment. You've got egg you've got a bit of egg in your beard.
Have I?
I'm trying to talk to you and this bit of egg is just sort of moving up and down on your cheek.
Yeah, it's gone.
It's gone now. All right. Sorry about that.
There's only a yolk.
Robbie Williams.
Perfect timing. So he's going to be doing tracks from his brand new album, which is Intensive Care, which comes out next week. And Robbie has a new single to come off it, which the boys were talking about earlier. And there's the Trip In is the current single.
Yeah.
And there's lots of other songs on there, the singles and the album tracks. It's generally, what you'd expect from an album.
There's 12 songs in total.
And we're going to play an album track off it now, which is very exciting.
And this will be... Would I say this is to be the next single?
I don't know. I don't think... Is it?
I think it is.
Has this been the next single, Rach?
Is it in our notes?
It is,
I haven't
yes.
read this.
It's in the notes that are in front of you both.
Where?
It's going to be released on October the 24th.
Where does it say that? Oh, yeah. There. At the top, right.
No, well, yeah, but that doesn't... I'm sorry, but that doesn't clearly say it's going to be a single.
I also did say to you both before this is going to be the new single.
No, you didn't. You said we're playing a track off the album. It's his fifth solo album. And it was written in Robbie Williams' Hollywood mansion. There you go. So appealing to everybody who's driving to work in their battered old Mini. You know, enjoy Robbie's album that he recorded in his Hollywood mansion. So I haven't heard this yet. Have you heard this?
Nope.
No one's heard this? All right. If you're going to the gig tonight, enjoy it. If you're not going, we have one more chance to win tickets later this morning. If you've registered already, we might be calling you back. If we don't call you back, we put somebody else on the air. If they get it wrong... We're going to randomly just choose somebody who's already registered and call them. And you won't need your friends or anything. We'll just ring you. So if you get on the air and you win the tickets, fair enough. If somebody else gets on the air and doesn't win, we might ring you back if you've registered already. So a couple of chances coming up this morning to win tickets to see Robbie Williams. This is from the album. It's called Advertising Space. What do you think of that?
Classic Robbie Williams, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean that in a good way, because after Tripping and before that Radio, which I think were different sort of records for him, different sounding records, this sounds very much like his classic stuff. I think that'd be a big hit.
I think that's a grower for me.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I think it was instant for me, that. I think the chorus is instant. There you go.
I'm funny though with Robbie Williams stuff. I put my hands up, I'm a big Robbie Williams fan, I love Rob stuff, but a lot of it, when I first hear it, I go... That's all right.
You never get it first time, though, do you, so to speak? I mean, even with things like Millennium and stuff like that, you said when you first heard it years and years ago that you weren't sure.
Because you listen to them and they go, this is rubbish.
I think that's instant.
And then it grows on you. So I don't comment anymore about Robbie's new stuff because you just, you know, you end up going, what a lot of rubbish, that's crap, he's lost it, it's all gone, Rob. And then 2 weeks later you find yourself singing it and you don't know why. But anyway, Robbie Williams, Advertising Space. From his new album, Intensive Care.
And that'll be the next single.
According to Rachel, yes. And she knows all these things.
Out October 24th.
Brilliant. When's the album out, though?
Soon on the dot.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you're looking at the date which says... Well, can I just say, these are the notes we've been given, right? Robbie Williams advertising space from the album Intensive Care out next week, 24th of October. I naturally presume that the album is out next week.
Ah, yes.
So, now let's go back to whether or not this will be the next single.
I'm sure it's the next single.
So hang on. So this out 24th of October might not... That's not going to be the single, is it?
No,
in fact, it's definitely not going to be the single, because it's October now. We're playing it for the first time. So it's not going to be out on the 24th.
So that's the album. That's why I said the
this
album
ain't gonna be out for
Intensive
months,
Care,
yet,
which is
it?
Out next week. Hence why the way, by the way, the absolutely amazing coincidence that he's doing the gig this week before the album comes
makes
out.
Makes sense now that you explain it, doesn't it?
Right, I love how Rachel, well, rather than go, Rachel go, oh, I might be wrong there.
But I'm confused.
Then she takes the notes and looks at them with a stern face going,
24th of October, is this coming Monday, is it not? Which
it
will be
is.
The album. There's no danger that the single's going to be out then.
So that might not be a single, that might be an album track.
Mm.
Well,
anyway, whatever.
Either way, it is an album track currently.
I think it should be a single as well, if you ask me.
Right, okay.
Are you campaigning for its release just to save your blushes?
Yeah, yeah. I'm starting it now.
Yeah, try and get it released for Monday. Robbie Williams, the track is Advertising Space. We will give away, hopefully, another pair of tickets. When, Rachel?
Soon.
Right, you've got to listen out for the cue to call. When Robbie tells you to call, it could be your last chance. Khalees, when is that going to be released? When's Trick Me Out?
Monday, apparently.
Right, Monday. That's the next single,
24th.
Right. Stop that. Wrong jingle. Khalees and Trick Me at Radio 1. Right, we're going to restart the show right now. Forget the first hour happened. Now we're rocking. Woohoo! You ready, Dominic?
Yes.
You ready, Kerry?
Ready.
Ready, Dave?
Yeah.
When's out, Rachel?
I'm not saying anything.
Brilliant, all right. Limp Bizkit and the brilliant Bob Sinclair record, Love Generation, coming up. Between those two records will be one of the Robbie Williams ads to promote tonight's gig, where they've taken random clips from him that make him sound very surreal. I meant to say this earlier. Do you know the woman we played earlier
about
what TV shows he watches? And he watches a documentary about Northern comics and ventriloquist acts.
Mm. This is along the same lines as the story about him crying when he comes back from the toilet on an airplane.
It's all very odd. Yeah, when I cut my toenails, I do my big toenail first and I move all the way down to my little toenail. Robbie Williams. Random Williams. So all that coming up after we get some news and sport with Dom and Carrie. It's a minute past eight. It's such a nice song, and I only wish it had been out a few months earlier when it was summery.
The problem is, though, you can't help but whistle to it, can you? And actually, I irritate myself by whistling to that song.
I bum to it.
You pardon what?
I bum to it.
You bum to it?
Yeah, the beginning. Bum, ba-dum. Bum, 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 bum.
I've never heard bum used as a verb by you before.
No, he bums at the beginning of the record. Bum, bum, and bars. Bum, ba-dum. See, I'm not mad.
No.
You know? For God's sake. What do you think I was talking about?
This is Robbie Williams on Radio 1. Spread the word.
We're spreading, Robbie. We're spreading, baby. Yeah, baby. And we're spreading for Robbie tonight. Spreading the word that is. He's got a new album coming your way. Intensive Care. And we're going to be there tonight. Aight? See, Robbie. I could fill in for Westwood. I absolutely could. I'm spreading, baby. I'm spreading. You spreading, Dave?
Spreading.
Spreading. Are you spreading for Robbie, Rachel?
Yes, I'm spreading.
Right, okay.
Yes, I'm spreading. Spreading.
Ah, dear.
That's so, sexy voice, Rachel.
This is the last pair of tickets, am I right?
The last chance on the planet to see him tonight.
They're calling... Last orders in the Last Chance Saloon.
You could be numbers 49 and 50 in this intimate and exclusive gig.
But will it be you, Kerry?
Yeah!
Well, it might not be.
Yeah.
You might get it wrong.
Oh, please, please. Well,
it's not up to me. It's not up to me, as you know.
I'll do anything.
In fact, it's not even up to you, Kerry.
I know.
It's going to be up to one of your friends.
I know. I trust him.
Where are you from, Kerry?
I'm from
Woo! Whereabouts?
Stanley.
Hanley?
No, Stanley.
Oh, Stanley, sorry.
It's okay.
I thought you were Hanley Duck.
Well, it's not too far, and you have to go up Hanley Duck.
Yeah. I know Stoke. I used to live in Stoke.
Yeah, it's a good town, isn't it?
As I said, I used to live in Stoke. Maybe I wasn't in the best area.
Stanley's nice.
Yeah, I was out blooming Fenton and Longton way, me.
I've got friends who live up there.
Yeah, I bet you don't go and visit them often, do you? Longton was all right.
I got there last night.
Anyway, look, let's move on. This means nothing to anybody who's never been to Stoke.
It's like Radio Pottery, isn't it?
You know what I mean? Right, so, I take it you love Robbie Williams.
I love Robbie Williams. There's no words can describe how much I love Robbie Williams.
Have you ever seen him live before?
No, I've never seen him live.
Really?
I'm skint. I'd give anything to go and see him.
You know,
I go to Port Vale.
Do you know we've got a gig tonight and Robbie's going to do a few songs with his band?
I know, and I want to be there.
All right, okay. Well, you gave us the numbers of three of your friends. We have called back two of them. The two that we've decided to choose is your brother, Richard. Yeah. Morning, Richard.
Listen to Radio 1.
Morning,
Chris, everyone.
Oh, morning, Richard.
Kerry, I can only apologise if he is really your brother.
That's for the trial, Chris, isn't it?
God's sake.
No, do you know what, Richard? It ain't.
Oh, it is. Come on.
Oh, dear. He's wacky, isn't he, Kerry?
Oh, yeah, he's brilliant. He's a king.
Do you know much about Robbie Williams, though, Richard?
He's all right. You know, I prefer you guys. I can't see you preferred to, but, you know, nice
great
guy, I'm sure.
Good luck, Kerry. I'm really feeling for you already. And the other person, you gave us three numbers, so we just chose two. We chose Richard, your brother, and we've chose Sylvia. Hi, Sylvia.
Hello, my darling. How are you?
I'm very well. It's Sharon Osbourne.
Oh. Hello, my darling. Please.
Ozzy, hello, my darling.
Due to Jocelyn's bad spelling and typo mistakes, you're
thank
actually
you
down
no,
here
no,
as saliva.
We are barking mad, so I understand the slip-up.
So you're Kerry's mum?
I am Kerry's mum, and I want to be Robbie's mother-in-law, please.
Right, well, I mean, that's certainly not the prize today.
But Richard is so like Robbie.
Right.
Oh, don't start.
Hang on.
No, he's wonderful. He looks like Robbie. He is like Robbie. And we've got to win these tickets, Chris. I mean, whatever, please.
Can I just say, we seem to have the most weirdest family on the earth ever.
Absolutely. No, come and film us, darling. You'll have a wonderful time.
We're all right, honestly.
Fabulous! Right, okay. Kerry, I feel for you. I really do.
Oh, dear. I'm okay.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. There's going to be a question from Robbie, but you don't get to answer it. You have to choose, God love you, sweetheart. And I really feel for you. You have to choose either Richard or your mum to answer on your behalf.
Hello.
So, normally what happens is people give us numbers of their mates who are big Robbie fans and you choose the one who has the best Robbie knowledge. I've got a funny feeling you ain't going to go.
Oh, don't say that, Chris.
Well, something just tells me
I will cry down the phone to you.
Well, it's down to you. You've got to tell me either Richard or your mum, your brother or your mum, who is going to answer the question on your behalf.
I'm gonna go with drumbeat, please. My brother, Richard.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus, good luck to you.
Thank you. Please, Richard, win. I'll do it.
Come on, we'll do this. Come on.
We have to fade her out.
Yeah.
We fade the music out. Richard.
Yeah.
It's just you, me, and Robbie. I can't tell you how important this is to your sister.
I know. Can I just say, Chris, as well, that I do, like, pub quizzes in the evening, Survival Rob TJ's pub quiz, so I know stuff. I can do this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope that your pop quiz knowledge is going to get Kerry to London tonight to see her future husband, Robbie Williams.
I'll do all I can. I'm ready-ish.
There will be multiple choice answers, so don't dive in unless you're 100% confident. You can still hear the options anyway. For your sister to go see Robbie tonight, Richard, here is the question from Rob.
In which of my songs do I sing about Little Bo Peep losing his sheep?
Would you like some options?
That'd be splendid.
Is it? Rock DJ. Is it? Let me entertain you. Is it? Millennium. Question again.
In which of my songs do I sing about Little Bo Peep losing his sheep?
Little Bo Peep losing his sheep.
Crumbs. Crikey.
Is it Rock DJ? Is it Let Me Entertain You? Is it Millennium? For your sister to go see her idol tonight, Robbie Williams, what is the answer, Richard?
Little Bo... Come on, Let Me Entertain You. B. I think that's right.
Kerry.
Yeah?
We'll see you tonight at Robbie Williams. What a screwed up family. Right, Kerry, well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Kerry, which one of your mum or your brother will you be bringing?
Neither.
Pardon?
Hey, oh, hang on a second. Let's go back to mum. Mum, are you all right? You sound more...
No.
Are you crying?
Oh, I'm just delighted.
Oh.
Oh, thank you.
That's...
I should be going with her, but she can take her bloody boyfriend. Oh, sorry.
That's all right, Sharon Osborne. Don't worry about it.
Good Lord. Oh, thank you.
I don't
thank
think...
You. Thank you.
It's all right. Oh, okay. I don't think you should be going, Sylvia. I think you should be going to hospital, to be fair.
I love you too, darling.
Well, listen, your daughter is going to see Robbie Williams tonight because your brother answered the right.
Oh, I just think
thank
it's
you,
wonderful.
Richard.
Oh, thank you.
Who's the best brother in the world, Kerry?
Yeah!
Thank you. Oh, God. No.
It's like Trisha, isn't it? Who's the most annoying brother in the world?
No, he's not. He's lovely.
I bet he's...
Oh, I can't tell you how delighted I am.
Well, listen, Mum, your daughter is going to see Robbie tonight.
Yes. Oh, great. Absolutely great.
Uh-huh.
I can't cope with this so early in the morning,
right.
Chris.
You
really
go. Go and have a cup of tea.
I've already had one. I can have another one then.
Have another one. All right, Mum.
Thank you, Chris.
No worries. Bye-bye.
Bye. Brilliant. Thank you so much.
Bye.
It's tickets and tears again.
Yeah, God love her. Richard, well done, fella.
Bless her, mate. Sorry about that. You get a bit tearful these days, you know what I mean?
Do you lie awake at night hoping you're adopted?
I think it might be, you know, sometimes. But then listen to us all. You might think we're all together. You can probably tell, can't you?
Have a good one, Richard. See you later.
Thanks a lot, mate.
Bye.
Ta-da.
Kerry. Do you know, it's nice to see something finally in your life is worth enjoying.
Oh, I absolutely love Robbie Williams. Oh, can I snog him?
Well, I've got to be honest, if any Robbie's people have heard this competition today, I think you'll be standing at the back, let alone snogging him. But, you know, is there any chance we can put her in another room? She hasn't brought a mum, has she? Who are you going to bring with you tonight, Kerry?
I'll keep that one a secret.
Right.
I don't know yet.
I think you should bring your mum.
I know she wants to go. I know.
I think you should bring Mum.
I might bring Mum, yeah.
Right. Well, listen, either way, you're definitely going tonight. We will see you tonight in London at Robbie's rehearsal room.
Thank you so much, Chris.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you, Radio 1. You're great.
There's the trout.
That'll do. Lovely. Ooh. See you later tonight, then.
See you later.
Bye. Isn't that lovely?
Hey, it's nice to be nice, isn't it?
Lovely, and what a wacko family they are. Coldplay, Speed of Sound at Radio 1. I haven't known this for ages. Love this. Got a surprise for you all, by the way, in the studio.
Really?
Please welcome Kerry's mum, Sylvia. Here you come, my darling. Hello, Tommy!
Oh, my God.
Lulu! A lot of people have texted in saying, can you listen to the Radio 1 gig tonight on Radio 1? No.
That's how exclusive it is.
Yeah. However, tomorrow we'll probably have a live track from it. And then Friday is... Rachel was telling me this earlier. Get this, right? Robbie Friday. Do you like that?
Mm.
It's all about Robbie, and it's Friday. It's Robbie Friday. And there'll be live tracks all day on Radio 1. Nice. Robbie! Robbie, give me a kiss, darling. Mm, oh, you're lovely. I'll help them all tonight. All right, let's get some news from Dominic now. It's just gone 8:31.
It's now just gone 8:35. You gotta listen out for this gap. Instead of famous neighbors, don't flap.
There's something like Sebastian Coe. Celebrity two-word tango. We haven't done this for a couple of weeks. You fancy having a quick game?
Yes, please.
I've gone nervous again.
No, we haven't actually ever...
Well.
We haven't actually ever finished it, have we?
No.
No. Right,
who would like to start?
Me.
Rachel will start. It's celebrities' names. The real celebrity, not the character that they play. You can't repeat a name, and anybody who fluffs, I'll stop. It's like I'm doing Whack-A-Day. If you do, you get a hit on the head like this, it bonk, or like this, it bonk.
Can we look at the camera and go blur?
Exactly. Yeah. Right? And you look at the camera and go Oasis. Oh. I'm here all week trying
jokes,
to
jokes, folks.
Right, you ready then, Rach?
Yes.
Okay. Oh. What?
I'm just a bit tangled up with Dave's headphones.
Is it two-word tangled up?
Oh. Robbie Williams.
Mark Owen.
Margarita Pratikhan.
Chris Eubank.
Mick Hucknall.
Gary Barlow.
Russell Grant.
John Noakes.
Michael Jackson.
Tony Mortimer.
Wincy Willis.
John Ketley.
Bob Holness.
John Regis.
Elton Wellesby.
Roy Walker.
Rob Hulse.
Zola Budd.
Jose Mourinho.
Myra Stewart.
Colin Jackson.
Colin Murray.
Angela Rippon.
Danny Minogue.
Colin Firth.
Kylie Minogue.
Danny Minogue.
Oh, I said it! I said Danny Minogue.
Oh.
You're rubbish.
Balls. Do you know why? Because I was trying to follow on from yours. So I wasn't listening to anyone else.
Rachel's following on from mine.
Rubbish.
Rubbish.
I had Lamar all queued up, Wayne, ready to go.
I'm going to do one more round, right?
Now, hang on.
No, I can't. What? I'm too tense.
Is what? He allowed Lamar?
Well, I don't know if he's allowed Margarita Pratikhan.
Because that's the character name.
Margarita Pratikhan's a real name.
No, it's Prakatan, not Chaka Khan. Idiot.
Prakatan.
Prakatan. Prakatan.
Prakatan. Prakatan.
So let's do it again. But I want to try and see I wanted to see there to be a connection, right?
Oh no!
Now even if it's you know,
well, hang on. This is a different game though. This is Rhyme or Reason, isn't it?
Yeah, but let's try it. Okay, let's try something simple, right? I'll start.
Okay.
Mm. I'm going to start with Michael Jackson. Okay.
Okay.
So that could take you.
That's a nice easy start for you. Good luck, Dominic.
Let's do other singers.
Well, no, please. Let's. But you know what I mean. Yeah. Okay.
Don't start with that one though.
Why?
Start with anyone, that's fine.
Well, do you want to start with Robbie Williams?
There you go.
Okay, all right, here we go. Robbie Williams.
Gary Barlow.
What, are we following? I'm not... Oh! I wasn't clear. Have we got a
right.
link it now?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's why she does the sport.
Yeah, but...
He says Gary Barlow, right? So you can either just say somebody and take that.
Okay.
Or you Ken can
Barlow.
Say...
Mm.
You Ken Barlow, or you could say Gary Rhodes.
Or Deirdre Rashid. Anything.
I mean, no.
No, that's the
Deirdre Rashid is not connected to Gary Barlow.
Right, okay.
They're both from the Manchester area.
That's ridiculous.
But there's a character name.
Shut up, Rachel.
Yes, exactly.
Anne Kirk Bride.
Right. So she, right, here we go. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, that's how the MTV that show, isn't it? Kirk, my bride.
Right.
Let's go.
We're getting giddy.
Robbie Williams.
Gary Barlow.
Elton John.
What?
They're linked. They wrote stuff together.
What did they write?
In the Lion King stuff, didn't they?
To be fair, they both play the piano.
Right.
I thought they'd written together.
Yeah, but you could then say, my mum, because she plays the piano. Yeah. She does Rupert the Bear and can do the Star Wars theme.
But not at the same time.
That'd be good, though.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
So we gave... So you went... I don't know the rules. So we've gone Gary Barney. You can say anybody and take that. You could say... You could say...
I was trying
Gary
to
Rose, something. So you got Elton
just
John.
Not just copy what you suggested.
Right, okay. Do something else, then.
Can't
right.
be original.
Robbie Williams.
Gary Barlow.
Mark Owen.
Terry Owen.
Michael Owen.
Michael Fish.
Owen Paul.
Who was Owen Paul?
Owen Paul. Michael, I'm from Michael Fish.
Yeah, I don't know. I was Owen.
Brilliant.
Owen Lucas, yeah. It's hard.
Who was Owen Paul?
He did sang your man.
Oh, that one. Favourite waste of time.
You're my favourite waste of time. Boom.
Boom.
Yeah. We're hitting the target references today, aren't we?
Is anybody still out there? Hello? It's 20 to 9.
I hope I'm old before I die. I've got to love supreme. So let me entertain you, if you know what I mean. Mars is going to the gig because he has got a ticket. But while he's on the toilet, I'm going to try and nick it.
I think so. On my person, young man.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Elton John.
National Radio.
Foo Fighters and DOA. It's 8:49. It's 11 minutes to the big Radio 1 hour of 9 o'clock. Right, we're going to play Celebrity Two-Word Tango again with the listeners. Okay, would you like to start?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Here we go. Let's play the game.
Jeff Capes.
David Beckham.
David Walliams.
Gary Barr.
No, it's not you. It's the listeners' turn now. 81199, send us in a name. I've ended with David Walliams. So 81199, and when one comes in, we'll use that and carry on. So it's got to be Celebrity's name. What are you doing?
I'm just reminding Dave about something.
Just for later.
I'm right in the middle of it. We're in the middle of a game.
I'm multitasking, sorry.
Yeah, you'll be multi-signing on in a minute, love. Not careful. Now, I decided, because the listeners, like, you know, they like to play along.
They like to be part of our game.
So someone can text us in a name, 81199, and we're first... Oh, here we go, right?
And so what, then we carry on, do we?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So someone whose number ends in 2857 has gone, Matt Lucas. Dave, right, you.
George Lucas.
George Foreman.
George Formby. Right, so it's left on George Formby, 81199, text in. Brilliant. I mean, granted, it doesn't have the same pace as when we do it in the studio.
It's all right, though, because it's interactive, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. So we just sit and wait now.
There could be another banjo player, maybe.
George Formby, by the way.
Did he play banjo or ukulele?
Ukulele wasn't it? Yeah, it's ukulele. So, yeah, so there you go. Oh, Longman is text in first with Barry Scott.
Scott Parker.
Lisa Scott Lee.
Andy Scott Lee. Right, so it's on Andy Scott Lee. Brilliant, that was lovely. 8:51 now on Radio 1.
You could have Tommy Lee, couldn't you?
Tommy Lee would be a good one,
or
yeah.
Lee Ryan.
Yeah.
Bruce Lee.
Yeah. Or Andy Scott Lee, you could have Michelle Heaton from Liberty X.
Yeah, Jessica.
Lee Sharp.
Lee Sharp.
How? Yeah.
That's the Lee theme again.
I don't want to.
Oh, by the way, yeah. Apparently, Carrie was right, and Gary Barlow and George Michael, no, not George Elton Michael, John. Elton John, both did the music for The Lion King.
Gary Barlow didn't do the music for The Lion King.
Well, that's what it says, that's the word on the screen.
Really? Mm. What, Circle of Life and all that, right. And Matuma Makada and all that?
Have you got one yet?
It's just refreshing now, just bear with me. No, it hasn't refreshed. I think we've crashed the text system. That's the flaw in the game.
Overwhelming popularity, isn't it?
Oh, hang on a second. I think Longman's text again.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Our good friend Simon from Barnsley is texting.
Oh, yeah.
From my Andy Scott Lee to Lee Majors.
That's easy.
Is it? But is it Farrah Fawcett? Weren't they married? Well, listen, if they weren't married, they've certainly met each other at Hollywood parties of yesteryear.
So you're going to go with Farrah Fawcett?
How do I go to Farrah Fawcett from Farrah Fawcett?
Well, Farrah Fawcett is a force...
is a tap in American. Tap.
So
tap dancing.
Yeah. Lionel Blair.
Yeah, Lionel Blair.
Okay, go on then.
Okay, all right. So you will go...
Farrah Fawcett.
Lionel Blair.
Tony Blair. Okay, so that's nice and simple for the listeners. We've left it on Tony Blair. Mm-hmm. He lives at number 10. 10 rhymes with Ben. You can have Mr. Ben. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Or you could have a politician. Or so that's where we are now. So 8199, we're picking up from Tony Blair.
You could have Paddy Ashdown or...
Paddy, where did that come from?
I don't know.
Margaret Thatcher.
Douglas Hurd. Who, interestingly...
Ice cream for hair.
While we're he does have ice cream for hair, but while we're filling...
He's got Mr. Whippy hair.
I'm waiting for another one. We saw, as a guess who, at a Showbiz Bash not so very long ago.
Who?
Douglas Hurd.
At a Showbiz Bash?
Well, it was like a radio awards thing. He was there. But I felt that he wasn't strong enough in our youth market to
Did he
do
win?
As a guess who.
Did he win?
No, I think he was a guest. I don't think he's on the radio.
At what thing?
There was a... No, you don't worry. It's a long, boring story. Is it refreshed yet?
We've got a lot of time. Yes, well, it refreshed it, but because people are texting in...
Do you remember that awards thing, right, where Annie Nightingale got a Lifetime Achievement
Award? Oh, right,
foyer of that posh hotel, prior to the lunch due, was Douglas Hurd.
Right, that's brilliant. My favourite one is when we went to see the Foo Fighters. And Andrew Marr, the BBC's political correspondent, was there, waving his arms around, enjoying himself.
Who I introduced myself to as well.
Okay, we have one. Are you ready, Dave?
Yep.
So the listeners have gone with David Blunkett.
David Gray.
Oh, no! I was going to say David Gray, or David Hasselhoff, or David Cassidy, or anyone.
Oh, dear. Roll Deep in the Avenue. Please stop texting in your continuations of the name thing. It's stopped now. It's gone. All over, and we can't do any more. Thank you.
Are you fed up of being short? Do chicks tease you about your lack of height? Well, if that's the case, then you need new high shoes. High shoes are just shoes that are really high. Designed using the latest in circus stilt technology, high shoes can boost your height by up to 10 inches. So no more being a short ass, and no more staring at people's crotch neither. With new high shoes, you'll be walking tall, way above it all. High shoes. Get up there. High shoes should not be worn when entering helicopters, walking under low bridges, or in areas exposed to crosswinds.
I'm worried that Chico might get voted out on Saturday night.
Well, Sharon has said that she's going to ditch him now, hasn't she? In today's press, I think she's ending her support of him.
She can't. He's one of her acts.
It's no longer Chico time. Chico time is over.
It's not over yet.
She's going to cut him loose.
No, it's still Chico time.
If you love someone, set them free.
I think the thing is, he's very entertaining. Give him at least another week, or two. I want to know what he's going to do next. I think it's great telly. I don't want him to win, and he's got no chance of winning. I tell you, it's going to be the Dustman. Dustman or Shane. You're going to win
is
that.
Is it Andy the Dustman?
Andy the Dustman or Shane. And Brenda will be up there as well, the big diva. Gosh, she's got a mega voice.
She has got a mega voice.
But Chico has to stay on Saturday night. As far as I'm concerned, make it happen.
Passionate words.
It's great. It's just idiot television. Right, serious thing, Dave. You ready?
Yep.
How do you get to today's from yesterday's LL Cool J and Phenomenon?
LL Cool J was born James Todd Smith in St. Albans in New York. New York used to be called New Amsterdam, while Constantinople is the old name for Istanbul. Istanbul is a city that is said to be at the crossroads of two continents, those being Asia and Europe. Asia and Europe are both names of bands, with Europe being the better known thanks to their 1986 hit The Final Countdown. Countdown was the first show ever to be broadcast on Channel 4. 4 is a square root of the number 16. 16 times 2 is 32, which is a popular bust size for women. Women make up almost exactly 50% of the population of the planet Earth. Planet Earth was the first hit in 1981 for Duran Duran. Duran Duran were formed in Birmingham. Birmingham is approximately 100 miles from Cardiff, which is the capital of Wales. And when you think of Wales and its musical roots, you think of Charlotte Church and Alan Jones and Shirley Bassey and Tom Jones and Keris Matthews and the Stereophonics and Bryn Terfel and the Alarm
and
the Super Bryn Terfel and the Super Furry Animals, and of course, who could forget Bryn the Manic Terfel. Street Preachers?
Ah!
Which links us to the Manic Street Preachers, La Tristessa, Durarara.
Oh, that's one of my favourites. I can never pronounce either.
Durarara.
Durarara.
thing is, I thought there was going to be people behind bushes slipping you a pizza or something.
Manic Street Preachers and that great song there, of course, on Radio 1. How do you pronounce it, Reese?
La Tristeza.
No, not that bit. Not we that knew that bit. The other bit.
It's the Madeira bit we can't pronounce.
I'm not sure.
Sorry. If you know how to pronounce it, text us 81119. Thanks. Seamless link, Dave?
Yeah. Almost, yes.
Almost.
Some people saying that 32 is not a bus size, it is the back size.
Yeah, the bus size.
I know what they mean by that, because that's like the A, B, C, or G.
Yeah, that's the cup size.
Yeah.
And the number is...
It's not the back size, it's the whole size, isn't it? The front and back, because it's the circumference of the chest.
No, it's not. It's underneath, like that. Dave. Yeah. Underneath.
Hang
there,
on, where
the
do you...
Measurement, and then...
Do you not... Yeah, but no.
Here, let me show you. Carrie, come round here. This is how...
No,
I'm just going to show him.
Honestly, 80% or something of the world's population is wrongly sized.
Yes. Listen to you expert.
Women, yeah, that is.
All women should go and get properly fitted because most of women are wearing the wrong size bra. And many places do free fittings. And you should go and get yourself because you'll feel so much better and indeed more comfortable. And it's better for you.
It's an often cause of backache as well.
Dave and I have our own measuring service. If any women would like to come round, not fat dogs, you're all right, but we know him, and it's free.
Like horses, we measure using hands.
Yeah. He's a German friend of ours.
There are some places you can go to, and they just look at you, and they can guess it straight away.
I can do it. I can do that. I can do that. I can do that. I can do it. I can do it. Do you want to share with you? 34W. Right, fine.
There's no such thing as a W.
I bet there is somewhere in the world.
There is.
No, I'd say
American.
I'd say, Rach, I'd say you're a 36FF.
I'd say you're wrong.
Higher or low?
I'm not... I'd say you're wrong. So, no, Carrie, explain to Dave the
problem. Shall I tell you what I know and then you can tell me where I'm wrong?
No, I just wanted to talk about the breasts. Right, Come on,
proceed.
Oh, well, basically, you measure the underneath bit here, underneath your... The Carrie.
It's a great pose.
Round, Tim. And then, like, there's a different bit for a cup size.
Oh, easy, Tim.
That's disgusting. You're such a perv.
I wouldn't say I'm a perv. I think perv is a very strong word.
Mm.
But no.
Curious.
Sex pest.
So I would say I'd say you're a 34C.
No.
Oh, downer. Really?
I'm saying higher.
What higher?
What's not a D, is she?
She's not a D cup. Are you a B cup?
No.
No, hang on. What did you say? Did you say 34?
Yeah.
32C.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know my girls.
Oh, that sounded so sleazy.
And wrong.
I know my girls.
Should we get into Ramble?
Oh. Do you know what I am?
Can you tell what I am, Dave?
You?
Yeah.
42B.
Shut your face. I'm not a 42, I'm a 40.
I think you should go and get measured just for laughs.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, you're never a 40.
Are you wearing the wrong
40 neck?
You're right. Stop having a go at me. How can we start on this link on Carrie's breast and then we end up on mine?
I think we should send you down and go and get you measured.
Put you down.
Dave knows his girls. That's nice. Let's do the Radio 1 challenge.
It's half time of the show. It's a bit where Dave likes to say,
let's get ready to rumble.
There you go. Dominic, I would say you are a 34B.
34, yes, I am 34B.
Do you know what's really annoying, though, just as a girl? It's like, when you lose weight, it's the first place it goes, and that's the last place you want to lose it.
See, no, not necessarily. You talk to many women, they go, gee, I just can't lose any weight off my bust. That's what I hear them say all the time in the bus stops.
Bosoms.
In the bust stops?
Yeah, the knockers. I used to love that word when I was a kid. I used to think it was so...
Which one?
Knockers.
Knockers.
I used to think it was really cheeky. Big knockers. I think it's funny. You know, but now I'm a grown-up, mature man. You know? I prefer baps.
You won't find this on the Today programme.
We're covering a lot of ground today, aren't we?
We are. That's boobs done.
What have you got for us, Dominic?
I've got some exciting news.
Really?
Yeah, seriously.
Carrie's not coming out with her own range of bras.
No.
Why do you do that, Carrie?
Well, that would be exciting.
No, you're all right.
Why don't we give away
the
one
Davis
of your bras?
The Davis Cup.
The Davis Cup. The Davis Cups.
That's
Davis.
Genius.
Brilliant. Wow, brilliant. Where did that come from?
The Davis Cups.
Super.
Oh, man.
That happens once a year, I think.
Yeah.
Hi, horsey.
That's fantastic news.
Brilliant. So we do that. We're going to give away one of your bras. But half a bra.
The Davis Cups.
Yeah.
Well, it should be, yeah.
Give away one if you want.
Why do you give away the one you're wearing now?
Cup a load of this.
No. Yeah.
Or that.
Why?
Brilliant.
Give that one away.
No, I need it.
You think you're all right for the rest of the day? You're still young.
That was rude.
What? No, I mean, you know, because...
Actually, it was a compliment.
You know, because as women get older, you can always tell a woman's age by how near to the ground her breasts are.
Spaniel's ears.
That's just horrible.
Anyway, what have you got, Dom?
I want to carry on talking about this, actually.
Go on, Dom.
Okay, have you got any tension music? Because this, I don't want to undersell it, because it's huge.
We've got the Robbie Williams tension music, if you fancy that.
Okay, while we had 2 weeks off on holiday, something incredible happened. You know, you and Dave and other Radio 1 DJs are quite often offered magazine interviews.
Right.
Like GQ, Nuts, FHM.
Yeah.
The Observer, Monthly, whatever it is. Yeah. I have been offered an interview with a magazine.
No.
That's my first one. It's brilliant. The magazine is... Life Watch, the magazine of Whipsnade Animal Safari Park.
Wow!
Brilliant.
They want to interview me and Barclay the Sea Lion.
Together?
Yeah, I get to meet one of the keepers. What do you think?
I think you should do it.
Yeah. I think that's fantastic.
Do it.
Is there any money in it?
Don't know yet. We're in negotiations.
So it's called what?
It's called Life Watch. Mm-hmm. It's a publication amongst the Zoological Society of London, which is Whipsnade and London Zoo, and another one, I think. It's a load of animals, and I'd be in there with the sea lions.
What in what capacity?
You'd be in the water, would you?
I'd be
dressed as
know.
One.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to be dressed as a sea lion. I'd just be.
But they're going to interview you and Barclay.
Yeah, they're going to interview Barclay right. And the sea lion. But they can interview me playing.
Should we just be honest? Stop the joke. What they're doing is they're doing an interview with you about your obsessional love for a sea lion.
Yeah.
Because you are in love with a sea lion, aren't you? It's a sea lion you can go to see at a zoo.
Yeah, I've got a soft spot for him. I'm not in love with him. Oh, I do. I love him.
Would you get to feed him some fish?
I don't know. This is what we need to talk about. But it's my first ever offer to do a magazine interview, and frankly, I'm all ears to the suggestion.
Right, brilliant.
But I wanted to know your opinion as someone who's done interviews, whether it's a good one to do.
Well, I mean, I can't see anything negative about it. I mean, they're hardly going to stitch you up, are they?
I wouldn't have said so. No,
do you know what I mean?
You'd hope not, really.
I don't think they'll have an agenda.
No.
But,
so I'll do it.
Yeah, do it. Mm. I think, though, they should dress you up as a sea lion.
Mm, okay.
And you could flap around in your belly and jump through hoops.
Okay. It's all good. It's all stuff
to think about. And send it to You've Been Framed.
Yeah, and get 200 quid.
And Harry Hill will go, what is this little fella doing?
Okay, I'll do it then. Thank you.
Cool. That was random. I thought you said he had something good for us.
I
thought he had some cakes.
I can bring cakes in as well. This is big news for me.
When are you going to do it?
I don't know. I'll have to give him a phone.
Dom?
I want to do it this time, you know, this side of Christmas.
What, prior to that announcement, I thought it was something athletics-based because you changed your footwear.
What, during the show?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Oh, didn't you?
No. But I am wearing the shoes that I did the Great North Run in.
You're listening to Radio 1.
I thought, yeah, no, I was wearing these all morning.
I thought you changed
them. No.
You pay for it. Thank you.
They're comfy. That's why.
What the hell are you on about?
No. Sorry.
How did we get to something boring like your shoes when we're discussing the beauty that is Carrie's breasts? Come on, take your bra off. Let's give it away.
No.
You could sign it, Carrie on one cup, Davis on the other.
No. Well, I've got a nice one on today. I like
I'll buy the bra off you.
No.
Right, where's my wallet? Okay.
High or low again?
Take your pick in the game show marathon. Mm. Right. Rachel, do it. No, all jokes aside, how much is a decent bra?
A lot of money, yeah, a decent one.
Roughly, how much are we talking?
Or about 250 quid.
No, behave. You get a new bike for that.
How much is a bra?
Depends on what size it is.
Give me... Right, I'm in the dark.
About 30.
Let's hurry the link up.
About 90 quid?
30, yeah. 30 to 50.
Did you just say 90? Stupid cow.
It's not 90 quid.
I've spent £60 on one before now.
Yes, because you've got huge breasts! You need four bras stuck together! God's sake!
That was your space bra that was designed to, you know...
If Carrie doesn't wear a bra, it's sexy. If you don't wear a bra, you trip up. Right, Carrie.
Very nice.
You can shut up, right? Oh. It's just gone down. I'll give you.
What's just gone down?
I'll give you £40 for your bra.
No!
Right here, right now, 40 quid. And let's be honest, like BBC Sport, where they pay you, what they make you work, that's like a week's wage. £40. £40 for your bra.
No more.
£60 for your bra. 20.
Carry.
40. Stay out of it.
You're not even thinking about it. No.
Stay out of it, mound girl. I am doing business. I'm doing business with Carrie.
Oh, this is wrong.
Yeah, it is wrong. Women's lib.
Bid up bras.
This is what women change themselves to bicycles for us.
They change themselves to radiators for this.
20.
Come on, more.
40. 60. 80. Do you know what, Carrie? £100. Look at this.
Seriously. Okay.
20, 40,
Carry.
60, 80, £100.
£100.
For you to take your bra off now and sign it and pass it over to me.
Okay. 81199, do I sell the bra? Yes or no? Oh,
what a no-brainer.
Carrie, you read it. Not already.
That's stupid.
What a no-brainer.
81199 and start your message with...
Yes.
With yes. So £100 for you to take your bra off, sign it, and then hand it to me in the studio. Blimey. God, what would she do for 1,000? 81199, answers coming up in 2 records' time. Rachel!
The lines are open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park. That number again, 08700 100 100. Thank you.
I'm a big fan of that band, Arctic Monkeys.
Great record.
Yorkshire. No, Yorkshire
from
band.
Sheffield, yeah.
That's right, Sheffield is in Yorkshire, Dave.
I know. South Yorkshire.
Mm-hmm. And I bet you look good on the dance floor. That's not a comment to you, Alan. That's the name of it.
I do look good on the dance floor, though.
Mm, yeah, I'll take your word for it, because I ain't ever going to be in a place...
Yeah, you don't dance, do you?
I have to watch you dance.
You sit in the corner.
You have been?
That was in a bizarre nightclub in the middle of nowhere in Portugal, and I was very drunk. We all were.
You were sat on the balcony.
That's
looking
right.
At us
let
dancing.
Me just, and let me say that again. I was sat there. You were there, Dave?
Me and you were sat there.
Sat.
Drinking
sat.
San Miguel or something, looking butch. Right, well, you lot were all dancing around your handbags on the dance floor.
Alan and Rachel making some shapes.
We were actually on a podium as well at some point.
Seriously. Onto the dance floor, handbag down. Let's have a dance around the handbag. Rachel went, give me my handbag back. And Alan goes, that's not yours. Yours is on the table. Anyway, there you go. An Arctic Monkeys is probably very nice. It's 9:24. So Carrie foolishly opened it up to the Radio 1 audience, and after a few thousand text messages later, Carrie now has to come back into the studio to await the results of should she or should she not take a bra off for £100, give it to us so we can give it away. We're going to give away Carrie Davis Cups, you see, because that be the Davis Cups. You see that? It's like a golf thing.
It's not golf.
Is what? It? The Davis Cup?
It's tennis.
Tennis, isn't it?
It's all the same, isn't it?
No,
it's very different.
Who cares? We might get to see your boobs, love. So, the results, you'll be amazed to hear, was yes, do it. Brilliant. Away you go.
No.
We are the champions.
I want to see the money first.
What?
Show me the money first.
I'll show you half the money. You show me the goods.
No, I want to see it all. I want to see the whole lot.
20, 40, 60, £80. There you go.
80? We said 100.
£100.
Done at £100.
Literally. Right.
Harry.
What?
Oh. What?
Wait, I'm going to have to move them too close.
I'll sit there.
That's okay.
I'll swap with you.
Hi, Dominic, you're right.
Dom. Hey, listen, the news isn't for another 5 minutes.
Oh, I'm just preparing.
Hi, Reese. Oh, there's Ben and Andy outside. Can you come in, lads?
On you go.
So what do you think?
Well, I mean, yeah. Why
Carrie, in the words of the great Sting once again, if you love them, set them free.
Well, you know, I love my boobs.
There you go.
It's not about your boobs. Stop trying to make this a sexist thing. We're giving away a bra to a listener who needs one.
Fine.
You're, what did you say you are? 32C?
Yes.
So if there's a girl out there who's 32C, it's great. She gets to wear your bra. Mm. Signed as well. Carry on one, Davis on the other.
Lovely. I'm sure she'll love that.
Yeah. When do you want to do it? Do you want to do it after the news? After your last
we'll
sport bulletin?
Yeah, after the news. Get the serious stuff done first.
And yeah, let's. And let, by the way, let's not cheapen this. You know, we're giving. Definitely should have. We're giving away a bra to a listener who needs a bra. So, you know, I think that's perfect. So let's just do it as you know, nature intended. Alan, get some striptease music as well, if you can.
Okay.
And you can swing it around the head and everything. It can land in your face and you go, ooh, disgusted. Like that.
Okay.
Brilliant. I'm quite surprised you're doing it, Carrie, but you have agreed. I think it's really nice. What charity is somebody going to?
Well, it was going to go to my my shopping charity, but
right.
It can go to charity. I'll think about which one.
Right. Okay. Brilliant. That's good. Because obviously, you know, you just, you know, you taking money off of me would be disgraceful.
Yeah.
How much are you going to give me for mine then?
Right, tenner. Chops.
Slow. We edited that bit out of the remix. We're John Legend, Ordinary People. Coming up next, Carrie and I do a bit of business. Oh, that came out wrong. No, I just... Doesn't matter. Stop texting in saying, can we see it on the webcam, you pervert? No, you can't. But I'll take some pictures on my mobile phone, so don't worry about that. Dominic, you two play next.
Thank you.
And Cowboy Catra is on the way, plus the big bra price thing, the sale, auction, whatever it is. It's just gone 9:31.
Also tonight, Liverpool travel to Anderlecht. Rangers take on Artmedia Bratislava. And Brian Kerr is looking for a new job after his contract as the Republic of Ireland manager wasn't renewed. It's because they didn't make next summer's World Cup finals.
Hey up, Carrie.
I think we've got time to do weather first.
Oh, okay, all right, fair enough then.
And the weather, wet first thing for many places, maybe a few showers around too. Very quick one road travels, North Somerset. Have a nice Wednesday.
Video one. Brilliant, lovely.
And it's now 9:35.
Bra Wars! Oh! The battle was won. The money is here. The bra is there. It's time to do some business, baby. Show me the goods. Can I personally say, though, before you do this, what a disgrace I think you are to the female fraternity, to womankind, that you gave in so easily on £100. I mean, I know Rachel would at least haggle for £250, but still, you did, and a deal is a deal.
Well, if it's going to charity, we should make it a bit more, really.
Well, you said it wasn't going to charity. That's fine. The deal's done. You can't go back at it, love. I have witnesses, you know. Don't make me take this to court. For your sake, more than mine.
Haven't signed anything.
You're about to do the bra.
Mm. Carrie on one cup, Davis on the other.
There you go. You're going back on it now, aren't you?
No, I'll do it.
Okay.
I'm not stripping now. Not in front of everyone.
Okay, Reese, go outside. I know, hang on. Alan,
I'll go.
Alan will go.
Yeah, there you go. Go on, Nick.
Rachel, go with him. What would you prefer if it was just you and me?
No, that would be worse.
Me and Dave?
No.
Me, Dave and Dom? What are you thinking?
Can I go under the desk?
Hey, let's deal with the bra.
I only wanted your bra.
Oh.
You lot,
You've not got like you're like vultures.
We're no. not like we're. I'm a journalist.
Can I say I'm disgusted by this? Turned out as a joke, and now it's becoming too filthy for me, and I'm very disappointed. And I don't think we should be doing this.
No.
Oh, I wanted the money.
But we started it, you know, yeah. And you'd be letting the listeners down if you didn't conclude it. Isn't that right, executive producer?
Absolutely.
Yeah, brilliant.
He said.
Should we do it or not? Yes or no, Reese?
Oh, absolutely.
No.
Get them out, man.
Play a record.
Shut up. We'll play, all right, we'll play some music.
Do I have to take my jumper off or can I sneak it out underneath?
Sneak it out? I'm not a perv. I can't believe it. Look.
How do they do this?
She's doing the straps.
It's like Houdini, isn't it?
Through the sleeve.
The strap is off one sleeve. This is absolutely disgusting radio. This shouldn't be happening.
But it is.
There's the second look.
Wow.
And now with one quick whip.
You kind of.
Look at
wow.
that!
Good Lord.
I am absolutely disgusted. I can't
look anymore.
The serious voice of sport has just de-kegged herself. For £100. Oh dear, I'm stunned.
Hey, pick up yourself, Carrie.
Oh my God. Oh my goodness.
Oh.
That was disgraceful.
Can I go? I can't now, please.
So why did you do that?
Because I want the £100.
I was only joking, love. I have my fingers crossed all the time. Do you want the money?
Yeah.
You know what? I'll give you the money. You absolute money grabber. There you go. There is £100 in Dubai money. That is about 12 quid.
Wake up, get out of bed and get on with your day. Cause Mars is here on Radio 1, thank God he's not on holiday. So here comes two more records while Chris Mars has a rest. But he'll be back to talk more crap, that's why we are the best.
Hello and good morning and happy birthday if it's your birthday today and your name is Charles Porter.
Happy birthday, Charles.
We've got you an absolutely brilliant present. Just got it off Carrie. I'll send it to you in the mail. Estelle and Free, and Carrie certainly is free. Free at last, of course, from the constraints of material. And I'm £100 poorer, but a lot happier. I can't believe you did that, Carrie. Good on you, though. Really good on you.
Well, you know.
You couldn't just lend me back the 100 quid, could you?
No.
Could you lend me 100 quid?
I haven't got 100 quid.
Dave, can you lend me 100 quid?
No.
Can anyone lend me 100 quid?
No.
It's just that I've just seen Joe Wiley and I've had a thought. Actually, to be fair, probably just 75 will do.
For Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Miles.
Good morning, Car Park fans. It's back again. Hello, Roy Walker.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing this morning?
I feel great.
I feel great too, especially after the Carrie business.
Ooh, yes, please.
Roy.
Roy.
You look nice.
He says you look nice.
Thank you, Roy.
Yeah. Oh, you're too kind.
She is too kind.
You would, wouldn't you?
I would, but anyway.
I didn't get a chance to sing yesterday. Let me do it now.
To be fair, I don't know if we're if anyone's ready for your singing yet.
Trailers for sale or rent. Mm-hmm. Rooms to let 50 cents.
That's brilliant. That's great. It's not very topical, though, is it?
Dreaming.
It's not very topical.
Oh,
is it?
Christmas.
Yeah, I've got to say, you're not very good, are you?
Idiot.
Right.
move on, please, if you don't mind.
Please welcome on line one.
Yes.
It's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. I'm Richard and I'm from Huddersfield.
Yay!
I have a friend who lives there.
Oh, really? Who?
Ben.
Ben who?
Dover.
Brilliant.
Do you like that?
Oh, that was brilliant.
Yeah. Almost as brilliant as Roy Walker singing there.
I'll go on a diet.
Shut your face! Cheeky git. What do you do, Richard?
I work for an air conditioning company.
You work for an air conditioning company? Brilliant.
Loser.
And what do you do for them?
Install temporary air conditioning.
Is this going to take long?
No, it's not. Oh, dear. Right. Oh, no, that's great. And where are you right now, Richard?
I am in Stoke.
Stoke?
Stoke, yeah.
Right. Whereabouts, do you know?
Near Newcastle.
Newcastle, oh, okay. Whatever. Okay. What are you driving?
I am driving a Ford Transit van.
A Ford Transit van?
Nice wheels. Let's hear their horn.
Let's hear it then. Oh,
that's a nice horn.
It's not a bad horn, is it? All right, you're more than welcome. Hang on then.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Morning, Chris. My name's Ross and I'm from Witcher.
Yay!
I have a friend who lives there.
All right, well, who's that?
Jock.
Jock?
Strap. Oh dear, brilliant. You're gonna love that.
Hugh.
What?
Janukkers.
Hugh who?
Janukkers.
Right, okay. He's not related to the other one though, is he? No. Okay, fine. What do you do, Russell?
I'm a van driver. I deliver tires.
You deliver tires?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Okay. Do you find that a very fulfilling, worthwhile job?
Oh, yeah, it's good. It's good.
Good lord, what the hell's wrong with him? He doesn't sound very well, is he? And what are you driving?
A Mercedes Sprinter.
A Mercedes Sprinter.
Nice wheels.
I don't know where the jingle is.
And well, you know what to do. What? So let's hear your horn.
Right.
Oh, don't work. Hang on. Broke. It was working just now.
Hey! Well, that horn will do.
Well done. It's
it just goes to prove that stupid people make good radio.
He's having a go at you.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not that stupid, Roy. You're stupid, Roy.
Right?
No, yeah. They're proper idiots.
Come on.
Right, are you ready to play the game, Russell?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready to play the game, Richard?
I am, yes.
Okay, let's play.
Horns at the ready, fingers steady, let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
So can't get over that carry business, so I've got to be honest with you. Can anyone lend me 50 quid? I'm going to go see Joe Wiley. Mr. Fish is in Egypt. He's working as a trader in the markets in Cairo. Desperately needs a camel. So he's going to see his mate Alibaba, who rents camels out at a very good rate. Mr. Fish wants to use the same camel that he used the last time he got one off Ali, because he's got some straw that needs shifting, but Alibaba's shaking his head. Who's that?
Russell.
Yes, Russell?
Got the hump.
Ooh, got the hump. Roy, is he right?
You're almost there. Good answer, but not right.
Not right, I'm afraid. Close, though. Now he's telling Mr. Fish that he doesn't have that camel. Yes, Richard?
The straw that broke the camel's back.
The straw that broke the camel's back?
That is right!
Brilliant. All right, well, one to you there, Richard. Come on, Russell, son.
Oh, rubbish.
Can anyone lend me 35 quid? I want to go see... okay, right, lovely. All right, so one to you. Let's continue. Mr. Fish is at the after-show party for an exclusive and intimate Robbie Williams gig, Dominic.
Mm-mm.
The record company have kindly laid on free drinks, including wine, beer, and even fruit punch, which is on draft. Mr. Fish has never seen fruit punch on draft before, so he's asking the barman if he'd mind putting him a pint of punch. And the bat. It's like. Yes, who's that?
Russell.
Yes, Russell.
Don't pull no punches.
Well, I've got. Let me just. The barman
doesn't
speak.
Don't pull any punches.
Yep, yeah, I'm with you, idiot. All right, then, let's find out.
You're right! Yay!
There you go. Well done, though. So it's one apiece. It's all to play for. This is it. It's very, very exciting. Who knows what's going to happen? Who's your money on Dom? Who's your money on Carrie? You haven't got a bra. Let's find out. Mr. Fish is working as a chef at the posh showbiz home of Kate Bush. It is first day. He's learning the ropes from the head chef. He's telling Mr. Fish about Kate's favourite meals. Now, her favourite breakfast is scrambled egg on toast. But apparently Kate can't stand the sound of the eggs being beaten nearer and insists on keeping a distance. Head chef, apparently, he's saying to Mr. Fish, she's really funny about it. She just gets a bit weird, doesn't like the noise. So when you're beating the eggs, just make sure that Kate's nowhere near you. So Mr. Fish finding all this a bit weird. I don't really understand. He goes, well, basically, you know, don't beat the eggs. Who's that?
Russell.
Yes, Russell.
Don't beat around the bush.
Don't beat around the bush.
You're a winner.
Yay! Don't beat around the bush. Well done, Russell.
Thank you.
You've got to be very proud of yourself.
Reasonably.
Something tells me this is probably the first thing you've ever won in your life.
Yeah. Mm. Depending on a lottery.
Brilliant, okay. Depending on a lottery. Commiserations, Richard.
I'm seriously gutted to have lost that man.
I bet you are.
Never mind. Wow. You give it your best.
You did give it your best, but sadly not. It wasn't good enough.
Certainly wasn't.
Is there anything you want to say, Roy, before we cut him off?
Loser.
Okay, that'll do. Thank you. Bye. Right, well done then, fella Russell.
Thank you.
Hey, Russell.
Yeah.
You couldn't lend me 15 quid, could you? I've got an idea that involves Joe Wiley.
I got a tenner.
Yeah, I could get you some change. Oh, dear. You got to love that, haven't you?
Get a life.
Oh, okay. Right, thank you then. Bye. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Joe Wiley is next. Guys and chiefs from Modern Wave, thanks for listening to the show this morning. We're back tomorrow. We'll see Robbie Williams tonight if you're lucky enough to have tickets. We'll see you tonight for Robbie Williams. And we'll play a live track hopefully tomorrow morning. Thanks to Dom, thanks to Dave, thanks to Al, thanks to Rachel, thanks to Jocelyn, thanks to Carrie for taking her bra off.
Oh dear, dear, dear me.
Sound like my dad, Roy.
I'm going to say, I have never seen a sport presenter take their bra off before.
I have.
Have you really?
Yes.
Right, okay, lovely. Well, anyway, I haven't seen it before. And hopefully Dominic tomorrow will be taking off his underpants.
No, thanks.
Right, you're lovely. Are you sure you don't want to see him?
Yes.
Right, okay, fine.
Just as well, Roy.
He could dance around in his underwear.
Nope.
Okay, got you. Anyone lend me £7.50? I want to go see Joe Wiley.
Got a fiver.
That'll do. I'll bring in the change. Right, have a good day. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.